Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is US 99. Thomas Rhett, welcome home to Chicago.
Oh, man, I miss Chicago so bad. How are you this morning?
I was thinking about it all weekend, and I'm thinking, how do we rank Thomas Rhett shows? Is it Soldier Field? Is it United Center? Is it Wrigley Field? I can't make that decision.
I think I really do think I've played at more venues in Chicago than anywhere else in the country. I literally would call Chicago a second home of mine. That's where I kind of cut my teeth, man. I played at Joe's Bar back in 2009 several times.
Do you remember who you were opening for the very first time at Joe's?
Yeah, Pat Green was the very first time I played Joe's, opening for Pat.
Heck yeah, Texas country. And you get him, right. And then this new guy named Thomas Rhett being like, he's got his ball cap on. Who is this guy?
I know, man. I'm so grateful to the people of Chicago for welcoming us and really helping us hone in our craft, man. We've gotten to play some iconic venues there, and hopefully we get to do it a whole lot more in the future.
Be a Light. You gave it to us in the pandemic. You wrote it a couple years ago. We love this song. But I'm curious, how did you recruit Keith, Reba, Hillary, Chris, all your friends to hop in on this song?
Well, honestly, in a strange way, the pandemic was an easy way for me to say, hey, I know y'all don't have anything going on right now. Would you mind putting your vocal on the song? And it was really cool because Reba was the first person that I asked.
Mm-hmm.
She agreed to do it, and that gave me a lot of confidence to go ask other people to do it. And so, you know, I think having a few of my friends on the song really helped to unify the message of what we were trying to say.
Yes.
And it's been really cool to watch how this song has kind of changed a lot of lives and given some encouragement to a lot of people in kind of a dark time. So
plus the fact that when you text someone to say, hey, will you help out on the song, and Reba's doing it, when you name drop her, it makes them feel really awful if they say no.
Exactly. That was my whole strategy in the first place.
Yep. Thank you. And I love that 100% of the proceeds go to Music Cares. Why is that so important for you?
Because, man, anytime we play in Chicago or anywhere in the world, I mean, these shows just don't happen without lighting guys, without set carts, without mm-hmm. guitar techs, without engineers, pyro guys, video guys. I mean, the show just does not happen without them. And so this year, there's so many people that are flat, just out of work.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of bands who are selling their gear to help pay mortgage or help pay a hospital bill. Or I know a lot of people whose wives are pregnant who are wondering how they're going to pay that bill. And Music Cares is the answer to that, you know. So in the beginning, just a portion was going to Music Cares, but now all of it's going. And so that's why this song is so important, man. If this song goes number one, it will be a huge check that we get to write for Music Cares to really help a lot of our band and crews across the country so that we can come back to Chicago and put on a great show. So anytime you spin the song, man, just know that it is directly benefiting these people that get to put these shows on. And so all of your support thus far is amazing.
Would you be surprised that at US 99 in Chicago, because we've loved you from day one, we're actually playing the song every 9 minutes?
Holy crap. Are you
serious? Don't tell Marcy, all right? Just don't tell her. She won't know.
Oh, dude, I could die happy right now, dude. You don't understand how awesome that is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That is the best news I've heard all day.
Things we want to know about Thomas Rhett in the pandemic. If you had to pick a side hustle, what would you be doing right now?
I've actually talked to my wife about getting my real estate license. I'm not kidding. My wife, definitely, she shot that down, but I definitely would love to get my real estate license at some point and learn how to sell homes.
What was the reason she shot it down?
Because she was like, honey, you're a songwriter and a musician. You do not need another hobby. Because during this pandemic, I feel like I've learned how to, you know, shoot a bow. I've learned how to use my Traeger and smoke a bunch of meats. And I feel like every 2 weeks I'm trying to do something different to kind of fill a void, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And real estate was just one of those things where I was like, maybe I'll just go take the test and see what happens.
Okay, so take that. You learned how to smoke some meats in the pandemic. What's your specialty now? What's your dish that you're bragging about?
Dude, it took me a long time to get this right, but I do feel like I make a perfect Texas brisket now.
Nice.
First 4 or 5 was as hard as a brick, but now I feel like I've learned. It's definitely a family favorite, for sure.
Trial and error. All right, the song you miss performing most on stage is?
Oh, Crash and Burn has always been one of my favorite songs to play live. It's so fun. It's so energetic. The crowd jumps up and down with us the whole time. I just miss seeing an ocean of people dancing with us on that song, for sure.
And I remember when that came out, you and I talked about, I thought that it was your most amazing vocals we'd ever heard from you before, because Chris Stapleton sent it to you, and then you're like, he's singing it, and then I'm going to do it, but you just knocked it out of the park.
Dude, yeah, I was just trying to keep up with Chris, man. I got in the studio very determined to try to do it as good as Chris, which did not pan out, but
I think it did.
Even if I'm a third voice, that's a good deal for me.
One of my favorite things to ask right now of artists, what is the song, Thomas Rhett, the song or the artist that you're loving today, this week, this month, not Thomas Rhett?
Ooh, man, just like it seems like the rest of the world right now, Morgan Wallen to me is absolutely my favorite artist in country music, hands down. Anything that he puts on Instagram of new songs or any songs I hear on the radio, I'm just blown away at how somebody can write that many consecutive great songs. So he is definitely my favorite artist right now.
Awesome. Well, the song's called Be Like. Keith Urban, Reba, Hillary Scott of Lady A, Chris Tomlin, and Thomas Rhett. We love it. And like you said, 100% of the proceeds going to Music Cares for the people who need it the most. We love you in Chicago, pal.
Buddy, the feeling is mutual, and I cannot wait to get back to Chicago. I cannot wait to get back there and play shows. So thank you so much for your time this morning. Thank you for spending Be a Light every freaking 9 minutes.
Thanks for calling early on a Monday morning. We hope you have a great week.
Yeah, y'all too. Thank you very much.
You take care.
All right, see you, buddy. Bye.
Thomas Rhett with US 99.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.